It's time for Real Estate Now with the Carandy and Dunn team of Keller Williams Realty, Eugene and Springfield. Your hosts, Jennifer Carandy and Catherine Dunn, are sisters, realtors, and one of the top teams in Lane County. You may know them from their popular How to Sell Your Home seminars. Now, let's talk real estate here on News Talk 590 KUGN.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Carandy.
And I'm Catherine Dunn. The question we're going to answer today is, it's a seller's market. So what does that mean for buyers and sellers?
Well, first, we'd like to define for you what a seller's market is, because it's all about supply and demand. In a seller's market, we simply don't have enough homes for the number of buyers we have. And right now, we have less than a two-month supply. What that means is, if we don't take one more listing after today, we'd run out of homes to sell in less than 2 months. A balanced market would be about a 5 to 6 month supply. In a seller's market, homes can sell lightning fast with multiple offers at or over asking.
Now, the big question is the reason we're in a seller's market due to fewer listings? People just aren't selling like they once were? Or is it because we just have more buyers and the number of listings have stayed about the same? We really wanted to know the answer. So what we did is we did some research, and what we found was that the number of listings we have this year and over the last 4 years has exceeded any year since 2010. And that tells us right there that we are not in a seller's market because we have fewer listings. We just have more buyers. And that's causing homes to sell faster and keeping inventory low. Now, one of the big reasons we're seeing more buyers is because interest rates are so low, still below 5%. And as rates go up, the market will adjust.
So what this market means for buyers is, now is a great time to buy. While interest rates are low and there's plenty of homes to choose from, you just have to have your financing and agent ready to go, so you can get into properties quickly and make a competitive, winning offer.
What this market means for sellers is, if you put your home on the market and it shows well and is priced right, you can receive multiple offers and a final sale price higher than you might have thought possible. In fact, I want to share an example with you. Jennifer, remember that property we just put on the market in Pleasant Hill?
Oh, yes.
Well, it was a four-bedroom home, about 2,500 square feet on 5 acres with a shop, and shops are very popular. We listed that for $450,000. We got two offers, and it sold for $10,000 over asking in just 1 day on the market.
I have another one, too. We listed a fixer in Springfield. It needed some work. Actually, it was a really cool 50s house. It had beam ceilings in every single room, even the bathroom, but it was definitely dated. In fact, it had a refrigerator from Montgomery Ward. We listed it as is for $210,000 and got four offers. It sold for $5,000 over asking in just 1 day in this seller's market.
Now, there's a lot more to getting a high price than just putting your house on the market. And that's why we conduct free seminars on how to sell your home for the highest price. In fact, the sellers we just talked about, they came to our seminar to find out what to do. So if you'd like to know what you can do to get the highest price, join us at one of our upcoming seminars. You can see dates and locations at EugeneRealEstateNow.com.
That's EugeneRealEstateNow.com.
That's all the time we have today. We'll talk to you next week.
And that was Real Estate Now. Jennifer and Catherine want your questions to air on future shows, so visit EugeneRealEstateNow.com to submit your questions. That's EugeneRealEstateNow.com. Then join us Tuesdays at 7:15 a.m. for more Real Estate Now here on News Talk 590 KUGN.